It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Market, 717 Clearview Parkway. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. Come and shop at Rouse's. Got wild caught 16-25 count headless Louisiana shrimp, only $5.99 per pound. Come on by and visit us. You can get all your shopping needs done. Big Monday night game that you can hear right here on the Big 870. And also free on the Odyssey app. And you get all your food, drink stuff right here at Rouse's. And again, we at 717 Clearview Parkway in Metairie. Want to bring in a special guest. She's been on a lot of times. Head supervisor, coordinator here at Rouse's, Marcy Nathan.
This is not true at all.
Come on. Come on. You got to take that title, Marcy.
Just being humble.
You got to take that title.
Thank you very much for having me here today. Okay. I see Deuce eating some sushi. Bobby just ate his sushi without his chopsticks.
Eat sushi. I eat the finger sandwiches. I love that. I eat the chicken wings, fried chicken. You know, I love me some rice.
Hold on, Bob. I got this white paper. You can write all that stuff that you eat on.
Listen, if it's edible, and it's very edible at Rouse's, I eat it.
Does it have to be moving? It doesn't even have to be. If it's moving, you'll still probably eat it too.
The only thing, let me tell you, I'm off on a tangent.
I don't know why I started.
The only thing I cannot eat to this day is beets.
Why can't you eat beets?
Okay, I'm telling you, in fourth grade, I got food poisoning at school. They had some beets, and it's wired in my brain. That all of a sudden it's like, oh,
there's a juice over here. It's lemonade and beets. I'm telling you, will love it.
I mean, but I think most people tell that story, but it's they can't drink Jack Daniels or
no.
We can take care of that. That ain't an issue.
I can drink 151.
I'm gonna go get it. It's a beet drink.
It's just that I had that bad experience in my brain.
It stays in your head.
Yeah, I got sick then, and because I eat anything.
I'm going to take the label off of this drink, Bobby, and I want you to try it.
No, I always people, you know, I thought I take for granted. Like, you go to a restaurant, you order a nice, like, escargot or something. They go, oh, I'm not eating a snail.
Wait, you're going to eat a snail?
Yes.
Yeah, you eat.
No, because I never got sick eating that. And it's good. Mussels, I can eat any of that.
Marcy is like, how did I get involved in this?
No, you set him up. I'm going to go there. Marcy, tell everybody a little bit about the new Rouse's that you got worked up. I think one in Mississippi, right?
Or a couple of them.
Yeah, we just opened up in Picayune, Mississippi, which was lovely. And the mayor was so gracious and the town was so gracious. And it was really an amazing experience. And then we're opening up in Biloxi in about 10 days on the 16th.
So you look at the handprint or footprint, they go all the way from Mobile to the Gulf Coast. The Gulf Coast supermarket.
Yeah, we go from Lake Charles, and I was just in Lake Charles 2 weeks ago, all the way through Orange Beach, Alabama. And somebody just brought him food.
Marcy, our whole expectation.
I wasn't even going to grab it. I just let him be.
He heard, Bobby, that's the gentleman. Yeah, that's the gentleman that's cooking outside.
We smelled it.
Yeah, we smelled it. He took a whiff. I mean, it was just Marcy, you could probably leave. I mean, because he's done.
If you look at that steak and potatoes, that is like I think you don't need any teeth. It's just so tender. It's like it'll melt in your mouth.
USDA Choice Angus Beef Chairman's Reserve.
Well, Deuce, I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to cut it in half.
No, we ain't going to share it. I mean, I want a full one.
He don't want none of that half stuff.
Y'all aren't going to share anything with Mike? I just want to
No,
Mike was going to lose on that one.
I'm short straw on that particular deal. Marcy, tell everybody a little bit, too, what Rouse is doing for hurricane relief.
You've
seen the devastation out in Tennessee, North Carolina, and, man, to come in like it did, No one would have ever dreamed in North Carolina and in
East Tennessee
to see the devastation.
No, it's very similar because you're dealing with water. We all know about water. Katrina.
Water's bad to the bone.
This is devastating. And the infrastructure.
You know, I was on the phone this morning with the guy who is sending, we're sending the trucks for him. I've been getting all the supplies going up to North Carolina. And it's an area just past where, you know, towards Asheville, and my friends and I always have gone up to Highlands for the summer because one of my besties, her mother and father-in-law have a house in Highlands, and they've always been so gracious and
to get away from the heat.
Yeah, and so we go up every couple of years, and you know, our high school friends, and it's just, you know, I can picture all these places where everything is. I love the guy that's the people that are pulling it together from Thibodaux, and we were talking about only people from here can truly understand what it's like with a hurricane.
Well,
that what it's like when the media moves on. Not saying y'all move on, but I can remember with Katrina when suddenly they weren't talking about
it's
Katrina.
Like old,
now it's like
old
I don't
news.
Have a house anymore.
Yeah, it's old news.
And you're not in New York or Los Angeles because they would get a lot better coverage. No, we experienced it on the bayou and out in South Louisiana. No, you
with
got
Ida.
A week and then that was it. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of Louisiana connection to
North,
North Carolina.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's a lot of people, because the proximity, you're in the mountains, mm-hmm. you're still in the South.
Right.
And they have, whether it's a second home or just kind of, they might have moved there.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of Louisiana connection. You look at Western North Carolina, simply because you're still in the South and you want that elevation. You don't want the brutal summers we have here. And then now they thought, man, I thought I was getting away from potential flooding or levee breaking. And then you have this, the rivers are overflowing. And you know that when it rains and you talk about 30 inches, whatever, that gravity is going to find its lowest point. And, you know, I was just there in late June. My daughter lived, my oldest daughter lived in Asheville.
Right.
Now, she was fortunate. Everything was all right. She was able to get to Atlanta. Now she's going to hang out with her brother in St. Louis. But she says, Dad, it came out of nowhere, and no one was prepared. Because you think, and she goes, the wind was blowing about 50 miles an hour, 50 to 60, but it never stopped raining. And, like, I remember hanging out with her at over the Thanksgiving holidays at Chimney Rock. And, you know, we went and have brunch, and, boy, look at a nice stream with the rapids and all. You're going right there. Well, it ain't there no more.
It's not there anymore.
It ain't no buildings, no nothing. You never not even know it's a town. Because you build communities in the valley, and the water got to go somewhere, and it's just so sad. And you might say, like, okay, I've been partying or been down in downtown Asheville. Yeah, that's all fine, how that's kind of built up. But if you don't have electricity and water,
then what
how
are you
can you function?
Do? You got no essentials.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But the trucks are going. I have to give so much credit to these folks in Thibodaux that have, and some folks in Baton Rouge that are really pulling everything together. And we've seen, you know, we were just a couple weeks ago feeding everybody in Thibodaux and Houma, where we had the drive-thrus with the Archdiocese and Second Harvest, where we were feeding 600 families at a time there. And then for the generosity quickly in turning. And I want to give credit to somebody on the phone today, I mean on the show today, if it's okay. I think everybody knows Chef Isaac Toops and his wife Amanda, and they have been doing the most extraordinary job of feeding the community. And they came by this morning to our Barone store and picked up 1,200 pizzas, frozen pizzas, to distribute in the community to kids and families so that people had a snack for Halloween. I said, well, we need a refrigerated truck, and Chef Isaac himself pulled up in a refrigerated truck, pulled up in receiving like he was the Budweiser guy or the dairy man, and got 1,200 frozen pizzas, and we're trying to move more and more to them and do stuff where it's a grassroots thing. Those two people are just, you know, it's such an honor to be involved, to be involved.
To show you that we, a melting pot in South Louisiana, that name Toots, when you hear Zarang and you hear like Shake Snyder and all that, that's German Cajuns.
Yep, and he's they're from Rain.
Yeah. And then you learn to speak French and the Toots, and then that's a household, in the restaurant industry, that's a household name.
Yeah, and that's, I always think that the culinary community, of which we consider ourselves part of that food community, I don't think people realize how much and how quickly everybody galvanizes for anything. And right. It's extraordinary. So.
And they can do it much better than the federal government.
This is true.
Much better.
Yeah.
Too much bureaucracy.
If you had to start the world over again, we saw it after Katrina, people will come and feed so quickly. The chefs are like, that's in their,
it's in our nature too.
What we know is feeding the community.
Well,
so.
I'm going to get the Republicans and the Democrats mad at me, but the FEMA's dysfunctional.
I feel like FEMA's dysfunctional.
Whether there's a Democrat president or a Republican president, you look at Katrina, they had a Republican president, now we got a Democratic president, mm-hmm. FEMA's dysfunctional. We saw it for Ida on the bayou.
Yeah, y'all did.
They just are. And then all of a sudden, you got the local private communities that want to step up, and then FEMA wants to take their resources and act like they're putting it forward.
Bunch of BS. Well, I don't know what FEMA's doing, but I know what the chefs in New Orleans are doing, and I know what the folks in Thibodeau are doing in the Kiwanis Club and all this stuff, and it's just amazing. And what Deuce does, I know what we all do, but I mean, I always looked and think of what Deuce did with water in Mississippi. It really is a guiding light for what Rouse has done.
Your stores got to have water.
We all need food.
He's coming back to our stores.
All the time. Your new stores in The two that you just opened up, what are the addresses again?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you're going to ask me that because I have one's in Picayune and one's in Biloxi. I'll take that then.
Picayune and Biloxi.
Picayune and Biloxi. They're both beautiful stores. Those areas just deserve these supermarkets. I can remember after that Leah Chase said to me early on when we were working on stuff, she said you can build a great community around a great grocery store. And it's so exciting to see what happens when a community gets a Rouse's Markets. You know, we get thousands of requests a year, like very serious requests to come in and open. And when we open and you see what happens around it, and when you see people are able to get fresh, affordable
local food
and all of that, it's just amazing to see. And that they're so excited to have their Rouse's, which is lovely.
You've got some food deserts, and I think if you're in, it's the maroon for Picayune is, I think that's their mascot. And then Biloxi, obviously the Indians, but I'm pretty sure you're off of Pass Road.
I do know we're off of Pass Road in Biloxi, and there are other stores, but they, so I don't want to take anything away from the other grocery stores that are there, but they're not a Rouse's Markets, and the people from Biloxi have been having to drive to Gulfport, and the people in Picayune were having to drive to Slidell. We opened both of those stores because the customers were saying
they wanted their own.
I really want my Rouse's right here. And Donnie was like, "Well, yes, you shouldn't. We don't want you to have to drive."
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
We want you to have what you want.
Look at all the local customers. I'm even looking at this. I can remember those days when I'm seeing. Is that like Troop 490? Now, are you a Weeblo?
Yeah, come talk. Wait, I'm going to switch. You want to be on the air? Come on.
Y'all, we
have a real celebrity with us. Hold on.
No, I'm looking at that. I was a Boy Scout. A Weeblo is like Boy Scouts is green, and then that's part of Boy Scouts of America. You're a Weeblo. I see that. And you belong to Troop 490. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what, are you just shopping with your dad today or what?
Yeah, we're picking up stuff for my mom.
Oh, for your mom? You go and run chores for your mom. Well, that's a good thing. You're being a good son.
Yeah.
And so what, you had your Weeblo meeting earlier, and I see that W on your hat and stuff. So what are you, trying to get? I see you got a couple of, is that merit badges? You got Bobcat Bear? What is that?
So it's like our, it's like a thing that when you graduate a rank, you get the badges.
Oh, so you went from Bobcat to Bear. I think you start out at Bobcat and then...
Well, I didn't start off at Bobcat. The first year you start, you get this badge.
Okay.
And then you work your way up to
get a bear.
So you've got two more badges to get?
No, because I didn't go to Cub Scouts for a lion and tiger.
Okay.
Oh, so you go Cub Scouts to Weeblos, then Boy Scouts, right?
Uh-huh.
So one day you might be an Eagle Scout.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's when you're amongst the best. And I remember some of that, building a campfire, and you learn how to tie different knots and all that.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, you know, with Boy Scouts making a comeback. And if you look at Boy Scouts of America, I like anything here since 1910.
So Bobby didn't ask you, what's your name?
Luca.
Luca.
Nice to meet you, Luca.
And you know that man who's running the radio gig?
His name's Luke.
So Luke and Luca. So, all right.
So, y'all can coordinate and supervise all this.
So, are you a Saints fan, LSU fan, Tulane, or you like them all, or what?
I am not a
fan. It's okay. You don't have to be a fan. Don't let Bobby pressure you.
Yeah, so who do you like?
What's your team?
Vikings.
The Vikings? Oh, that's okay.
Wait, are you from Minnesota, or?
No, I'm from here.
But why do you like the Vikings? Because they're winning now?
No.
I don't know. I just like it.
You like them because of Justin Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
The LSU Tiger?
Justin can play.
Or you like just the purple?
I just like...
He likes the uniforms?
Yeah,
that Vikings. Yeah, you like that.
And I like those helmets.
Helmets, yeah, with the horn. They do that skull chant, and they get all excited. Yeah. You know, like, skull.
He's teaching some stuff, Luca.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on for us, Luca.
Thank you, Luca.
Thank you.
Right.
We appreciate it. Enjoy shopping.
All righty.
I will.
All right.
Well, also, we want to thank Marcy Nathan. Always does a great job serving the community and the reach out that Rouse's does. We'll be back at WWL Live from Rouse's Market, 717 Clearview Parkway. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.